To this end, the paper states, efforts are already underway to create more comprehensive weather models, primarily to improve forecasts. But researchers are also trying to influence the results of these models by adding small amounts of energy at just the right time and space. Anyone familiar with past secret government projects such as the B-1 stealth bomber knows that if the military publicly speaks of a technology, even as a future possibility, it has already been developed. Likewise, the globalists often telegraph their plans. A 2013 article in Foreign Affairs, a publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, reiterates the belief in unusual environmental change, stating, "It is clear that, unchecked, climate change won't just menace natural ecosystems. It will also cause severe harm to humans and could even threaten national security. And because governments have made barely any progress in controlling the emissions that cause global warming, the 2000s saw the most rapid growth in emissions of carbon dioxide and other warming gases since the 1970s. It's not so crazy to imagine that some nation will launch an emergency geoengineering scheme, perhaps before its viability and consequences are understood." Chemtrails could be evidence of just such a scheme. The article concludes, "Until the science gets serious, the politics won't reflect what's really at stake. Meanwhile, the planet keeps warming, and the day when geoengineering might be needed draws nearer." This CFR publication openly discusses a strategy of reducing harmful ultraviolet energy under the name Solar Radiation Management, SRM. The usual proposals involve spraying material into the stratosphere, where it would turn into reflective clouds, or blowing seawater into the air with a similar effect. The clouds could deflect just enough incoming sunlight to offset, crudely, the number of degrees human emissions have warmed the planet, state the authors. Flying a fleet of high-altitude aircraft that spray particles into the upper atmosphere would cost perhaps $10 billion per year, a pittance for a country that is suffering from severe climate change and seeks a quick solution. President Obama's science advisor, John P. Holdren, in 2009 discussed geoengineering with administration officials and suggested seeding the upper atmosphere with particles of pollutants to create a heat shield in the hope of mitigating climate change. Holdren conceded the possibility of grave side effects, but said, "We might get desperate enough to want to use it." Some researchers believe Holdren may have been testing the waters of public opinion with regard to aerial spraying, as with the chemtrails.